Ramble.
Well, please welcome to the podcast our good buddies from the HeadGum Podcast. We've got Jeffrey James and Amir Blumenfeld.
Cheers.
Welcome.
Cheers. Yeah, welcome.
So exciting.
Thank you so much
for
having us.
Yes.
I was on your guys' show.
Zach was insane. I don't know if you guys know this, but he's not withholding at all. Jeff was grilling him with insanely private information.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Zach never even bats an eyelash or laughs.
He's not
about
like
it.
That with us.
I think that the point of the show is to make your guests increasingly uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit.
It
little
did
bit.
Not work.
Your heart rate didn't like fluctuate at all as Jeff asked you insanely invasive
what
questions.
What was the most
about,
invasive question?
Oh, like my net worth.
Yeah, net
dick
worth.
Dick length, yeah.
Dick girth.
Dick girth, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, dick yeah. Girth, net worth, mm-hmm. and
home
that's
address.
A good like, and would you lyric. Drive a Hirsch?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very good episode. That segment was every increasingly invasive question. I would buy a bag of Zadiko tea.
Zadiko.
It was like I
really wanted to be Zadiko.
He bought 15 bags of tea, I think.
$311.27.
Did that arrive?
Our new top customer.
Yeah.
It is arriving, I think, this afternoon.
Wow. I was going to actually bring you guys some to thank you for being on the show, but I realized you've got plenty.
15 bags.
Jeff has more than you at this point.
Yeah, I don't have that much.
He's a majority shareholder in Zadiko for that game.
And he actually is renaming it to Zadiko.
Same spelling, new pronunciation, same great taste.
I got five of each, and I'm really excited to try the Leafs.
And do you drink tea?
I never do.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you have a tea steeper? Because it is loose leaf.
It's loose leaf. Steeper? I mean, I think we're just going to keep it at the office. Display it in the break room.
So, you know, it's just pour it in the water, and then you can like try to predict the future every time you finish a nice mug.
That means you don't. You need bags or like that, like iron dome bag situation.
Yeah,
just get a little paper towel, dump it over.
No,
yeah, no, that's
not how it works. No way, that's how it works. I see.
You bought a complicated product.
You need contraptions.
You're giving me enough money. I'll let you take that one home.
No, wow. No, I'm gonna take your steeper.
An autographed steeper.
Yeah. You signed my steeper.
Let's go steeper here. What do you do with your tea?
It's that you're at the premiere of Leaper.
Allow me to go steeper vis-a-vis Leaper.
Do you guys like only operate in rhymes? Is this like
a lot of rhymes?
Yes, but this Dr. is Seuss. Even a lot for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like as soon as you showed up, we immediately started fighting. I had known you for 60 seconds before we found a point of contention.
Wait, bring the audience up to date on this
we
debate.
We were screaming so loud that our employees went into the conference room.
About what?
About Panic at the Disco.
Oh, I see. That's why I entered 5 minutes late. Mm-hmm.
I barely brought it up, and you came in so hot saying they were a bad band.
Strong feelings.
I don't like the band.
Should you get closer to the mic? He's kind of far.
I was going to say, but he's a guest, so I didn't want to be rude.
No, please be rude.
And also a professional podcast host.
I was worried about my plosives. See, I edit. So, do you edit or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was editing full time. Now we have an intern who does the first pass, and then I do the finishing pass.
That's what I got to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I
that's, yeah, you guess.
You don't even deserve anything, let alone an intern to help you do what you do.
Amir, what's the backstory of how Jeff got his show, like the HeadGum show? What,
wow, that's
what,
a great
were
question.
Were you at the company prior?
I've worked at the company for 5 years in some capacity.
Almost predates me at the company I started, if that's even theoretically possible.
Yeah, you've been there for 4.5, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. We started the company and Jeff just was there day one.
I was already like giving out to-do lists. I was like, here's what we need to get done this week.
Jeff was an intern at first, like one of our first summer interns.
Oh, wow.
And we got along with him so well that he came back the next summer, and then we hired him in a part-time capacity. And now when we wanted to create our own show, what separates HeadGum from a generic podcast network is that like we have our own personality, and we're like, oh, Jeff should host this show, the HeadGum Podcast. Marika had an idea for what the show should be, and Jeff's like, got it. Completely went in a different direction, and now it's sort of like Jeopardy hosted by an insane Alex Trebek who has all the power. So there's no there's no judges.
Yeah.
So there's just the host.
And
the
guest. Really, really.
Miles pitched it as Jeff is kind of like the me of their company.
Yeah.
If you guys let me live.
Right. I sort of saw you and I said, I do that here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Uh-huh. I felt that about you from day one. From
really
Zoom
good
one.
To hear. Yeah.
Jeff's a good Twitter follow. He only tweets, I assume, drunk and or high at 12 to 3 a.m. The worst tweets ever. Goes full days without tweeting anything, and then like 4 days later at 12:54 a.m. goes, my first car was a pear. That's it. That's not beautiful. A joke. Yeah. Not like a pun or an interesting comment.
Now I knew that.
Get a hold of yourself.
This is a very similar story.
It is exactly how
I see Zed people. Haley Joel Osment at a concert. Zero retweets. I like that one. I'm going to give it a heart.
Not a retweet.
Nah. Well, this next segment, where it's all about Twitter, obviously. You guys know the D'Amelio sisters.
I do. I'm big into TikTok, so I get it.
Yeah, you understand. So we're going to be matching the tweet to the D'Amelio sister.
Wow. Now, this is very exciting for you, Miles. You just got a D'Amelio-branded ring light the other day. The ring light. It's a light. It's a ring of light that makes... And also, it has... It's a ring light, but it has three phone stands
Why?
On it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know, maybe if you're collabing with your two best buds.
Addison and James.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's not James.
Or Addison and...
Addison Rae.
And Donald Trump. So like those three in three
shots.
Yeah,
did you see that?
And then it cuts back and forth.
That fucking bullshit.
Yeah. What? Did you guys see Addison Rae's... post? It was basically like mourning the loss of Donald Rumsfeld. And
what?
Yeah. Insane. No, she was a huge...
She was at the fight last weekend.
Yeah.
And Trump was at the fight last weekend.
Correct.
And she went out of her way to say, hi, I just feel like I have to say hi and say hello to you.
Yeah.
And like...
Big fan.
basically, I'm a big
so
fan.
So awkward, but...
This is a real thing that happened?
My mom loves you. She didn't say my mom loves you, but she did introduce
That's
herself.
That's awkward.
Like, to Jared Leto or something like that.
And how do we all know this? Was this videotaped?
Yes, it was videotaped on the Nelk Instagram account.
The what?
I mean, do you not follow the Nelk boys? Hashtag full send?
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
These people are dominating the internet.
The Nelk boys love Trump.
Yeah,
of course. They do. And they love to party, despite COVID, I guess.
Yeah, they're sort of right-winged YouTube sensations.
If you knew me when I had a side part, no, you didn't.
Charlie. It's got to be Charlie.
No, well, hang on, because did Charlie have a side part? I think it's Dixie. Which one's the younger one?
Charlie.
It's Dixie.
Charlie.
That's an older sibling thing.
I'm going to go Dixie.
That's going to be Charlie.
All right. So not a good start.
Absolutely nailed it.
You were at the Triller House like 2 weekends ago.
Beaten within an inch of my life at a Hype House party.
Yeah.
Tell me everything.
Oh my God.
I was catering at the time on the day. And Noah Beck tripped me into the pool. I clipped my chin and almost bled out in the fucking jacuzzi.
Yeah,
you saw that?
Yeah. I only saw it on live because they started like live streaming it.
Chanting, ranting, and raving. I ended up waking up, coming to in an ER.
Yeah.
And it was all part of this fucking weird prank thing.
Emergency room?
Yeah,
or
it
like
was Keo Sir.
Enigmatic reality.
Let me finish. It was Keo Sir playing a hospital nurse. So I wake up and I'm actually in a movie set, but it's like, you know, what was that? The Mission Impossible?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's in a fucking hospital, but it's not a hospital.
Yeah.
So I
and
guess it
Captain
was part-
America.
Yes. And Captain America. So
good
it's partly
way to
responsible.
Trick someone.
And that
but you showed up in catering outfits and you just walked in like you just wanted the access.
It was just sort of a way that I would spend a Saturday night was sort of infiltrating.
And that's what's worrying.
Yeah.
Because you're 40.
Writing to still be in touch with his roots.
Next tweet.
Me and my homies hate Charli D'Amelio.
I'm going to say that that's Charli.
Charli.
Just being coy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah,
Ned?
Yeah, I guess so.
Charli.
It seems too on the nose
for
Dixie.
I'll zag and go Dixie.
Wow.
Just so I can be the one right person in the room.
Yeah, it's Charli.
Oh. The one wrong person in a room. Not worth the risk.
I can't believe this whole Addison Rae Donald Trump thing.
That's crazy.
I saw that she was trending because people were mad at her that she was hosting the UFC fight at all.
Yeah.
And I actually was going to come on here.
She was there not
defend
watching
her.
It, but hosting it?
She wasn't hosting. She was like a correspondent
she's
on the red
journalist,
carpet.
Let's
and
be clear.
People, okay, so she tweeted this thing where mm-hmm. she's like, it was a joke. She's like, I went to 4 months of journalism school for this. Haha, mm-hmm. I guess the joke being that she dropped out of college because she's fucking famous and doesn't need to go to college.
Yeah.
And people were very mad about that. They're like, people, there are people who go to journalism college who deserve this opportunity. I'm like, it's what fucking.
It's famous, the UFC.
Famous,
fight.
First of all, who gives a shit? Also, like, that's just famous people. Get other jobs.
They get hosting jobs all the time.
You guys hosted the streaming.
Yeah, I've been underqualified for shit. I'm underqualified for everything I do.
And I hosted one of those
Miss USA pageants.
Miss USA pageant.
We were red carpet correspondents.
That should have been me.
For Miss
I went to
USA.
College.
Well, relax. First of all, you did host the Webby, so relax.
No, not journalism college.
We went to college. We went
oh,
to
really? College. Shit. Yeah. All right. Never mind. You're
where'd
fine.
You go to school?
But that should have been me instead of Addison then.
Yeah, it should have been you.
Yeah. What next? They get free fucking shoes? I mean, these celebrities are insane.
I know.
So I'll defend her for that, but also then fuck her for saying hi to a fucking fascist.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Next tweet.
Escargot away from me. Sunglasses face, tongue out face, hands clapping.
Gotta be Dixie.
I think that was Dixie, right? Didn't she
you
want
to take it down?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Miles, because I don't really know the difference between them. I'm guessing someone at random.
If you're trolling us in the comments,
I think
watching.
Dixie,
I think she spat it out like famously.
What if she's funnier?
At a dinner party video that they made that was like.
They sort of got in trouble for yelling at the help.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, is there a way?
You called them the help. So.
Well.
their words, not
he's
his.
He's a caterer. He can say it.
I'm not famous enough to be canceled, so I can sort of do whatever I want. Give me Dixie one time.
That was Dixie.
Yeah. 3 for 3 over here.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is. I guess to be canceled, you need to be at a point of relevancy to care. But you can do things now that come back to haunt you.
Like a random woman who's screaming at a Starbucks. Is that woman canceled or is she just insane?
Yeah. Well, just if a videotape of her encounter goes viral.
Is she canceled
though?
Well,
she could lose her job at the bank.
But would you call her canceled?
If that happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, because there's
what she
the
said something super racist.
Central Park dog person.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you use the word canceled or you just say like that person's.
You have to be famous to be canceled.
That's true.
You have to be subscribed to. You have to be.
What's the most cancelable thing you guys have ever said and done?
Me?
Yeah. And we can bleep this out.
Probably my Panic at the Disco thoughts. They have a large fan base, and I'm sure a lot of our fans like them.
I'll cancel myself with you. Every album they've made since Vices and Virtues is bubblegum pop garbage.
Nice. Wow. Take that, 19-year-old band.
Yeah.
I tweeted...
Bro, you got to get a handle on
that. I'm really sorry. Yeah, I gotta get
it's all over the
no,
place.
No, I love it.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, I'd love if you talked a little closer to the mic.
I'm so sorry.
Jeff has a different mic at home. That's why.
What kind of a mic?
I do. It's a Audio Technica AT USB. Yep. Yeah. So
wow,
it's kind of good.
You guys should be friends.
We are.
That'd be cool.
How do you grow that beautiful head of hair? That's what we're all wondering.
Lugs.
Plugs.
I got them. It's not doing the same thing.
20 minutes left. Plug.
It was pandemic hair. My last haircut was March 3rd, 2020, which was also Super Tuesday and when I broke up with my girlfriend.
This is a depression haircut.
Yeah.
You
this
a
is
a to break up with her.
This is a quarter life.
Are
crisis
you
going to
like cut it back when you find the love of your life?
It depends what she wants. Dude. Do fucking anything for
that.
Bae.
Yeah.
All the audio is coming from the same source. So you keep saying stuff and you keep saying stuff and I think it's Miles cause I have no peripheral vision.
You do keep looking at me. And I was like, I'm not talking right now.
Also, I can't help but notice a fan by a bucket of ice and that's air conditioning.
Yeah. This is sort of my temporary solution so that you guys don't get too uncomfortable.
Got it.
Heat.
Fan is off. Yeah.
Remember to check in on yourself today. Make sure you are truly happy. And if not, give yourself time to work towards that.
That'd be Charlie.
I love you. Two heart emojis.
Yeah, that's not Dixie. Nice. Dixie's sort of like a badass.
Yeah,
she's not like
doing
like any of that happy, optimistic shit. That's classic Charlie.
Classic
I mean,
Charlie.
She's such
Charlie.
A fucking
final answer.
Ray of sunshine. An Addison ray of sunshine, actually.
Yeah, it's Charlie.
Yeah.
And again, she's 15.
I think they're... How old are they?
I think they're like 20 and 70.
How did they get...
20 and 70? Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
Amir, right. you've been on the internet through many phases of changes. I'm sure... Like us coming in was one of those phases of changes,
yeah,
right?
BuzzFeed, yeah.
Yeah.
BuzzFuzz.
Like, do you feel it's part of your job to keep up with the shit?
Sorry, I keep hearing this BuzzFuzz thing. Like, BuzzFuzz. You guys I never heard of BuzzFuzz.
BuzzFuzz. BuzzFuzz is what I started calling BuzzFeed for the last Buzz year that I was there, and no one
ever
stopped me.
And you're making fun
me?
Of Jeff for rhyming shit? I mean, literally.
BuzzFuzz. BuzzFuzz.
Yeah, College Humor started in 99, so it like predated that era
YouTube
internet. Yeah, yeah, predated YouTube, and it predated the whole like BuzzFeedification of lists and quick hits and trying to get views and maximizing all that stuff. So College Humor had to adjust. It affected like more businessy and salespeople more than like my specific job, which is to just make YouTube videos anyway. But then by the time I left College Humor, it was 2013 or 14, and every video on the internet was like 11 ways to make sure that your dick is big, 12 ways that you know you were born in 1986, 5 different things. So it was just like hyper-focused on the view count. So like the Jake and Amir build a table would not have like been created at BuzzFeed because it wouldn't have gotten like the viral views. And nor did it do that well on College Humor. Like it wasn't like a super runaway hit views-wise. All of our videos did fine, but none of them were like, I think our most popular YouTube video has like 2 million views, which is like a video of Charli D'Amelio like snapping her fingers has like 80 times that.
Yeah. I think about this all the time now. So there's one no shared currency of what a viral video is anymore. We've done videos like the history of viral video, and you kind of have to stop a couple years ago because now every week, 5 things go mega viral to a scale that is not even fathomable to us back then. But also, what we considered viral success in the early days of YouTube is just kind of laughable right
Jump
now.
Change,
like,
baby.
Like, 2 million is a baseline for a lot. Like, I looked at Bo Burnham, who I fucking obsessed with, and I think his most viewed video ever is like 10 million. And he was an early viral star, but that's not, you know, TikTok. Yeah, Charli D'Amelio's changed the game, right?
Right. And then TV is like, and podcasting is like even less than that. It's like, if you have a podcast that gets like 70,000 listens, you're like, holy shit, that's a really popular podcast.
Whereas
like that's nothing on any other stream platform. TV is also dying. It has less views than all that stuff.
The Gossip Girl premiere, I texted the guys the day, it was HBO Max's biggest, most watched series ever. It had 500,000 views.
Really?
550,000 views. And that was like, and that, you know, it's just a different scale. There's obviously a deeper level of engagement with your podcast or Gossip Girl, right? It obviously has a cultural impact.
Well, you got to pay for HBO Max.
Right, exactly. Right. It's not a direct one-to-one, but those numbers kind of fuck with my brain sometimes and then make me go, well, maybe we can just make whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah. You would think so, but no, you cannot.
Yeah.
Not for money, at least.
Yeah.
What's your most popular video? Is it the Disney?
Of all time?
Yeah.
On this channel, it's Getting Our Bones Cracked.
Really?
Yeah. Of all time, YouTube, it's Labor Pains, but that's if you count Facebook numbers.
You guys did the machine that simulates cramps?
We were one of the first people to do the machine.
Wow.
Is it
like to say we popularized the machine?
I think we definitely did. I think it's true that we can say that because a lot of people who use the machine use our same expert to do it.
Wow. So it's a machine that gives you the spasms of labor pain as a man.
Baby. Yeah, you feel like you're
not
pregnant.
No, you say it's the spasms of labor pains, but it's really just you're taking a device used for physical therapy, which tenses your muscles up.
Got it.
Like with electronics, just cranking it way past it's supposed to go.
Got it. Yeah. And did it hurt a lot?
Oh yeah, it's horrible.
It did hurt a lot.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's nothing like birth.
No, birth is probably even worse.
Yeah. Birth is way worse.
We'll never know. It might be.
Our skin didn't tear in any way.
Maybe, Miles, maybe.
Actually, as a guy, I can tell you that what you guys did was a lot worse than gel. Believe that.
I do remember after shooting, because I shot the one we did over here, that we had to do a butthole pass for Ned. Because he was wearing very thin
sheer
sheer pants, sheer, and we found that
underwear,
in the edit,
like sheer pantyhose.
Yeah,
you an could, ass pass.
An ass
yeah.
pass.
Yeah,
yeah. We could see. Yeah, your butthole.
If the contrast on your monitor was set to a certain level, you could see the full
69.
Butthole.
We should say is the level.
Yeah. Yeah. Blurred the butthole, which drew way more attention to the butthole.
Yeah,
Miles, I'm so sorry. I turned us to a real conversation, and that's not what you wanted today.
God,
so.
That was dangerous. Let's go back to I'm eating an avocado sandwich.
No more.
Okay,
Demilius.
We'll move
What's
on to the next segment.
Oh, God, he's got paper.
He's never printed anything out for us.
That's his resignation letter.
I want you to know.
I'd like to leave the company. Tony had come.
I want you to know that Miles is a big fan of both of you and is trying to play it cool.
I do like it. By the way, Amir, I had an Ace and Jocelyn poster in my high school bedroom.
That's a big fucking deal right there. And that's the kind of shit you don't get from a TikTok.
That's fucking
that's
right.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Human connection. It's this,
get off of me, man.
Get off of him.
What? You should be all for it.
You're Jeff now.
No.
You're fired.
Let's get technical. Which celebrity gadget girl matches your personality? Now I
What?
Celebrity gadget girl?
What is a celebrity gadget girl?
So we've obviously, we're sort of, you know, talking about celebrities and stuff, God. And I'd like us to go through a teen beat quiz to figure out which celebrity gadget girl matches our personality.
Celebrity gadget girl.
It's called Teen Beat, not Tiger Beat. Is that
What does that mean?
This is from Tiger Beat. April 2008.
A tech reviewer?
What is... Yeah, you need to tell me what a celebrity gadget girl.
Well,
like
answer
Inspector
me this.
Gadget, but female?
No, gadget girl.
And are we all going to make one together?
Together, we're going to take this... Because it's sort of like a choose your own ending kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Follow.
Okay.
And so what are the options?
Well, we're going to start at... I can't...
Is one of the did I see Paris Hilton is one of the four options?
Yeah, do you think we know any of the four gadget girls yeah, in 2008?
Tell us the potential four options first.
I Justine is a gadget girl.
YouTuber. Oh yeah,
is I Justine an option?
No, some of the gadget girls you would not expect. Okay, so I hate carrying lots of things in my bag. Oh, so true, or it's no problem.
Okay. My bag
collectively,
in my pockets, no,
yeah.
My bag.
I don't really
know. I have a lot of things in my bag.
Hell yeah. I got a Rubik's Cube in my bag. Why?
I have back problems.
I don't even
like
know how to do them.
Stuff. Yeah. Oh, so true or it's no... Those are like two different styles of answer. It's a problem or it's no problem or oh, so true and no, that's not true.
Yeah, those are sort
it's
of
like
both
number
yeses.
One or B are the two options.
Oh, I guess so I don't like... Hashtag relatable.
I like having lots of stuff in my bag so that I have lots of options for problems I encounter.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of problems are you encountering?
Sometimes somebody needs a SD card reader. I got one.
Wow.
Sometimes I need my contact lenses. Got them in there.
You just
gotta
have a whole bunch of dongles.
I got
in
a lot
bag.
Of dongles. Yeah. I actually do have almost every dongle.
Well, this is a democracy. I don't like carrying things.
Yeah.
It's no problem?
I like carrying.
It's no problem.
I like going light.
Oh, yeah. So true.
Yeah, but you carry three cups of liquid at this. You should like carrying things more.
Yeah.
Well, liquid's a different thing.
You need a tray,
problem,
not a bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I might cede my vote to Zach.
Whoa.
You know,
I like a medium amount.
Yeah, I try to carry less versus more. My bag right now just has a computer and sunglasses in it. And I'm actually holding my sunglasses.
Whoa.
So there you go.
Whoa. Wow.
So I guess
no me problem, and Keith.
It's no problem. So like okay. I carry a lot of things, it's no problem. Or I can't wrap my dick around this shit.
So it looks like we're going with oh so true. I totally know my way around a computer. No way or that's me.
That's me.
What magazine is this from?
Tiger Beat.
Wired.
2008?
Yeah.
Well, this is hair salon fodder.
Sorry, lights, camera, action is from 2008. I don't know when this is from.
I think that's me.
And
we're all computer savvy for sure.
Okay, that's me.
Y'all ever took apart a computer, though?
No.
No, I never did that.
I kind of did that with my PC, PC.
Pretty fun. Pretty fun.
Miles, are you single?
No, I'm actually engaged.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Did you have somebody in mind?
Yeah, I was going to try and set you up with buddy Caroline.
With a tech girl?
Yeah.
Well, it's just engaged.
With a tech girl, so with a gadget girl.
I mean, wait, let me hear about Caroline. My wedding's in September.
Right. There's still time to... He can pump
Holy
the brakes.
Shit.
That's what the engagement's for. It's kind of that time.
Trial
really
period.
Vet it.
Yeah.
I'd rather have one big gadget than lots of small ones. Now, we got a couple options here. Not at all or oh yeah.
Wait,
what? One what big one gadget? Big gadget? Imagine a gadget so big you don't need any other shit.
I guess I'd like a big gadget.
Yeah, one.
Why?
Big. You said you have your computer.
I want a fucking supercomputer the size of a Hummer. And then I don't need a phone or a freaking DVR because I have a gadget that weighs 2,500 pounds.
I'm going to go no. I mean, have you guys ever played with a universal remote? They're universally bad. They're
round of applause. Standing ovation.
That sound effect. Oh, yeah.
The sound of standing ovation.
The applause.
There it is. Oh.
Yes.
Jeff has it a broken head. Oh.
Okay. Looks like we want one big gadget.
No.
No.
No, I was
no 100%
joking.
You do. Like, first of all, we're surrounded by like
a million gadgets.
80 pieces of bullshit around us. And I'm sure that that causes Miles a lot of headaches.
Yeah, it does.
I'm so sick of remote recording, which I have to go do after this because I have to make sure GarageBand is open. I have to make sure Loopback is open. I have to make sure that my soundboard is open.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Loopback's cool. Loopback's
You're using GarageBand for what?
Recording remote.
We had the video mixer fail pretty recently. In fact, a couple hours ago.
Yeah, do you guys know that our last episode didn't record?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. No.
Said it was recording the entire time.
Are you kidding me?
Said it was recording.
Are you
I have the audio. Okay. We're fine.
Is this one working?
I mean, it says it's recording. Numbers are going up. It tells me how much footage is left on the hard drive. But last time it did the same thing. And baby, it's never happened before. But I deleted some stuff off the hard drive. So we'll see.
I don't want a lot of little soft hardwares now because all little hardwares are failing us.
Shit fails. Gadget.
Mm-hmm. When I hear one big gadget, I'm picturing just like a robot who can do everything for me, who can also be my best friend and my surrogate father.
Here's the reason you do a lot of little gadgets.
Yeah.
Each of them can be the best at what they do. You get one big gadget, there's no way it's going to just, okay, yes, it can do everything, but it's probably a little shitty at everything. You ever seen a Swiss Army knife? You try and cut with those scissors.
Ned, I hear you, but also scissors. Iron Man.
You know, I rescind my argument.
That was so fast.
I'm trying to think of a world. How would we record this podcast with one thing? Would it have like
Jarvis would
six
do it.
Tentacles of microphones and a
video?
One big device that does it all for
That's
podcasts?
Right. That's right. Me that and Jeff wouldn't even be here. Yeah. Part of the gadget would be the guests.
Whoa.
In a way.
Whoa, be cool.
In a hat.
I guess we're going for a big gadget.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. We're responding. I can do everything I want with my computer. Yes. Or nah.
Well, no.
That's the same question, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess so. But this is going to really determine. This is the final question.
I mean, like, sometimes I want to go for a walk in the park.
It can make a sandwich. Asking? Well, you can order a sandwich.
I'd be happy just being at my computer all day.
You can make that happen. There's videos. Sometimes I want to go for a drive and I just search up Topanga Canyon to Malibu, 4K drive.
And you would say you want to do that?
That's cool.
Right?
That does sound kind of
neat.
Do
this in like VR?
No.
you sounded so but embarrassed about that.
Yeah, actually, you spent the amount of money you spent on my tea. You could have a VR headset.
Get a Quest.
You could have almost any video gaming system in the world, but you got 15 bags of blue sleeve tea and no steeper.
And here's a question: Is that
I
on
love
the company?
To hear that.
Is that on the company or that's from?
I'm gonna put it on my time card. I'm so sorry, but I don't have to do that.
Wow. No, I mean it's good. It's a marketing expense, I guess. Let's talk post show. Because you keep doing that kind of like the little shit. And it starts to add up.
Financially, it's a strain.
He also Venmo'd me $1,000.
Yeah, he did do that. Yeah.
I don't think we can do everything we want to do with our computer. I think, but not everything.
That's a classic Nicole Richie thing to say. And that's why we'll get to her as the gadget girl.
Oh, it's not far off, I'd say.
Oh.
If we
all
say
tell us all that's of the Paris options. Hilton. We've said no.
We're saying no.
So who are we not getting?
We are not. Like Ashley Simpson, you're a big vintage fan. And that totally goes for gadgets too. You'd rather rely on an old fashioned Post-it.
These are just celebrities that have cell phones in 2008.
Well, they're technical gadget girls.
How is Ashley Simpson a gadget
She had a sidekick. She had a T-Mobile sidekick. Yeah. And also a best friend who kind of went around with
didn't
her.
Didn't she have that big auto-tune fuck up on SNL? So gadgets failed her.
Yeah, that's true.
That day.
Ashley, what happened to Ashley? That's Nicole Simpson's little sister?
Yeah, John Mayer's ex. Where he called her, I shouldn't even say it. He said something horrible about her in a Playboy article.
You read Playboy?
Articles. For the articles, yeah.
Only for the, only for the pictures of tits.
Okay. What?
Okay, so we're also
not.
We're also not Gwen Stefani, aww, the most downloaded artist ever. If that's not a reason to love computers, what is? She's so high tech.
She's the most downloaded, downloaded artist ever at one point.
At that point,
she was the first NFT.
Yeah, she was an NFT. We also are not. For you and Raven, there's only one gadget you need, your cell phone. Calling, texting, pictures, it's all there. So we're not Raven Simone either.
Oh, I want that one.
Yeah.
But are we Paris Hilton?
No, we are Unfabulous star Emma Roberts.
Oh.
Tells Tiger Beat that iPods are way fabulous, and you agree you've got a gadget for every occasion.
I forgot she was on Unfabulous.
Yeah, I think that was her
first
What
a thing. Career glow up.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot that in 2008, some people didn't have gadgets.
And that was okay.
Yeah, can you pull your mask up, actually?
You're yelling at me at this. I guess
DMV.
She's the only one in that who actually referenced a specific gadget.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani being the most downloaded artist ever doesn't really make her
that's
tech.
About her.
I'm just realizing when you said the mask thing, if one of us had COVID, we would all get it.
I had that thought that one of us could be shedding virus.
Oh my God, it would fill up this room. There's no way we would not get sick.
The disease would spread.
Yes, and it's not going anywhere. And
there's so little ventilation that I'm not even sure the air is moving.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's just staying put in front of us.
We're not getting COVID, we would be COVID.
Yeah.
Gosh, I hope we don't get COVID.
I hope one of us doesn't wake up tomorrow with the fucking sniffles. Because that's the end of me.
And then Miles, can you cut that off at just, I hope one of us doesn't wake up tomorrow?
Yeah.
And that's the end of the podcast.
Dark. Well, 20 minutes of silence and then
mortality.
Thanks for coming.
So you ever think about how you're gonna die?
I don't.
You want to?
I want to go quickly. I don't want to like suffer or like create anguish and months of depression for those around me, my loved ones. So like I want to go quickly, but I also don't want to go like too young either. But like you don't see a lot of like 88-year-olds get hit by a bus. So
that's true.
Is that a problem?
Which I want to tell you guys about my charity.
Yeah.
You're just sort of saying a long life is more likely to lead to a long death.
Yes, in a way that's I good. Am. Yeah, it's a long cross dissolve where I'd rather end it 2 years too early. Yeah, cut to black instead of fade to white.
And also, you're a comedian, right? And like, get out early is the best way.
That's
to
right.
Tell
Leave
joke.
On a high note.
Yeah.
Bungee jumping accident. What's a silly way to go?
I think you just have to like keep doing extreme things into your old age.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Maybe like I'll fall off a house.
I just don't want the way I die to be like the other people are embarrassed for me.
Right. Like, what's the shameful way to die?
I'm like, this is the first time I attended a PGA tour. This might be interesting. And then you get hit right in the face with a golf ball and you die immediately.
Yeah.
That would be happened. Like a really embarrassing way to die.
Yeah.
I'm kind of down with that.
It was a putt.
Or like it. Yeah. you had slipped and fallen on the ground and then you intercept the putt straight into your temple and just enough force.
I sent you this, but like it was like the 1936 U.S. Open Championship, and I guess there was a lot of there was like a goal to steal the winning golf ball, so like this old ass fucking golfer putts in to win the championship and then 14 people like descend on this hole trying to grab the ball because it's like considered like a piece of memorabilia and there's archival footage of it.
Did you say so that 1936? Would be a funny
way. Yeah, whenever it was. It would be a funny way to die is you diving for a golf ball.
Right.
you get it, but then you're pummeled and tackled.
I had a moment when I was walking yesterday that in success, I have not lived the majority of my life yet.
Yeah.
In failure, statistically, maybe I have. But
you don't want to be at the halfway point yet.
That it's possible that like all of these things that are so, that once seemed so deeply meaningful to me, like prom or my fucking first job or even like this part of my relationship with my fiance where we are pre-marriage, pre-kids.
Yeah.
Like the longer you go, Ned, I'm sure your pre-marriage life kind of feels like a blip where now you have kids. That is what begins the actual defining part of your relationship.
Right.
And
I never considered that until just now, Zach. Thanks.
Yeah, like you think of your parents, it's like, what the hell were they doing before I was around? Probably nothing. But nothing that's cool. Still where we're all in, sort of.
That's because we're all very important.
Yes, and I'm probably, I don't want to say the most important, but would you say that about me if we can get that clean?
What's the next segment?
Would Justin invite you to his B-Day party?
Justin who?
Bieber.
Long. Justin Long.
Justin Long.
He's turning 44 today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Justin Long. You are a
Timberlake. Mac. It could have been Timberlake from 2008. True. Like yeah. he was doing sexy band.
Two hot Justins.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Justin Timberlake's ever been Dusty in Silver Lake?
Yeah, you could just read that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Jeff.
You think Justin Long has ever shown his schlong?
Nice. Yes.
And Justin is also asking, how does my six pack look?
It's hidden.
Yeah.
That photo is horrible of him. That is the worst photo of Justin really Bieber. Bad. It looks like he's
so tan,
squinting
yellow.
In the sun.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the white balance is off for
not
sure.
Good.
Definitely.
Tungsten light.
So we're going to find
check
out
your printer.
Why JB would totally fall for you on his day.
This is pretty.
I thought you were going to say on his knee.
Yeah.
Would have been better on his dick, to be honest, and I was very concerned.
All for you on his dick.
Yeah.
On his dick.
You want to send Justin a B-Day present on March 1. You mail A CD
severed head
of his fave songs. B, homemade scrapbook. C, a cool watch you saved up for.
Yes.
I guess C, because the first two are not gifts.
I don't know. I like B.
You gotta go B. That's the
first
only
two
way.
Are going straight into a garbage can.
Yeah.
He's not
but
listening.
I think he's gonna look at it.
No.
Nah, Beavis wants a watch.
Yeah. He wants it.
Jeff's really into watches. I don't know if you guys know that, but he's like a watch
you're
aficionado.
You're a watch guy?
That's cool.
He has a watch podcast.
Yeah, I have a watch podcast. It's not successful and it kind of is over probably. But I have a side
and
my
Amir,
side hustle.
You greenlit this watch podcast?
No, that one was rejected and he ended up starting it himself, sort of under the guise of his co-host, who is
it's called Ass Roots.
No.
I have a side hustle where I sell vintage watches.
It's really hard to tell when you guys are lying or something.
Right? This is you can tell it's hard. Real because I'm uncomfortable being earnest.
Yeah. This is actually true. He buys old watches, refurbishes
them. Sales.
Yeah, and sells them
you
on
fix
eBay.
Them yourself?
No.
I pay get them
so you sell them broken to other people.
Yeah, yeah. No, I Edvi Hernandez at LA Watchworks in Pasadena. Are you familiar?
No.
Really?
Of course not.
Why would I do that?
Absolutely not.
You don't know Edvi? Like,
no. No.
He's your boy.
He fixes him up. He's also Keegan Allen's watch guy.
Keegan Allen?
I don't even know who
Keegan
that is.
Allen?
He's an actor.
Keegan Michael Key?
No. I wish it was Keegan.
No, he has a different guy.
Keegan Allen.
All right.
Cross between the football star and
Keenan Thompson?
Yeah.
No. Hey. It's Keegan Allen and he goes to Edvi.
What is his credentials?
I don't know.
Okay, what are we gonna give Bieber?
I want to watch.
How much does it cost to like fix a vintage watch? I don't even know the ball. Are these like $10,000?
It depends on the movement. So like I got this
movement. I don't know if I want to keep talking about this.
I tried to get us out of this. I don't think the watch in depth.
Well, what
watch
Josh, what watch
is.
Would you give Bieber? We can at least
that I have in stock?
No.
Yes.
At jeffswatches.com.
Yes.
I have a Patek Philippe Calatrava 1967 reference 5711.
How much are we talking?
Well, I got it for just over 1,000.
Whoa.
But it's worth 12 grand.
You why?
Whoa.
Why? Because
I signed the bitch. And did I mention Bieber owns it now? So that increases
what
its
value.
What
is the most you've sold a watch for?
I haven't sold any of the expensive ones because people don't have money.
Or trust you.
Or trust me.
Also, your value must be off because you say it's worth $12,000. Evidently not because nobody's purchased it for that.
Yeah. No, it's 100% worth that much. I just haven't been marketing it a lot.
I'll give you $1,000 for that watch.
Dude, I could break even and then you could have a watch worth 12 grand in theory.
I'll give you, I'll throw in an extra $40.
Throw in an Oculus.
All right.
Throw in 40 pounds of tea.
You're supposed to just take this stuff overseas and sell it because it's the best way to traffic money is through watches and other fine jewelry.
Oh, did you know that?
Did you know that?
You also, we should say that you have a second home in Marrakesh.
Fine jewelry.
I will give you another 15 bags of Zadeco tea.
That, does it appreciate? I can't help but feel like, especially if you shut down the company.
Yeah.
You have enough fans that the tea will appreciate.
I think it's organic. I think it depreciates.
Rots.
It physically rots.
Do you think you'd be a good party planner? A, I'm better at partying. B, maybe. C, yes, I'd throw the bash of a lifetime.
I'm terrible at executing planning parties. I don't know how to do that stuff.
I threw a heck of a bachelor party for Keith.
He did.
Where'd you guys go? Was that recent?
No. It was 2017.
Where was it?
Vegas.
Vegas.
Nice.
Vegas.
Love
the,
that.
The MGM Corporation helped us out with a bunch of free stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it was dope. Right. It was like very, like all the scenes you would have in a crazy movie, but wow, we actually did it, and that's, it was cool. Great.
That's awesome.
It was pretty fun.
We blew the equivalent of $300,000 worth of stuff for free.
Wow. Damn. A lot of it is just bottles of alcohol that they upcharge $9,800.
Yeah. That's true. The manufacturer would not say it's $300,000.
You're at a party and nobody's dancing. You A, decide to be the first one out there. Woo! B, ask your crush to dance with you. Or C, grab your girlfriends and go.
Okay. So they've abandoned the Justin Bieber thing at this point. Now it's just like a fucking random quiz that an intern had to write 4 minutes before it's deadline.
Like, would he like you at his party? And based off your answers, he would like you there. So I'm the kind of guy who's not afraid to start the dance for him.
That's cool.
Somebody's got to do it, and I can take the hit.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, but for a little different reason. I'll do it because I'm trying to leave that party early.
Yeah, Ned's trying to get out of there as soon as he arrives.
Have as much fun as possible.
In and
B
out.
B is a terrible idea, though.
Ask your crush to dance with you?
Ask someone that you don't really know that well to dance on an empty dance floor.
Yeah. On an empty stomach?
I haven't even had apps, babe. Yeah. Don't touch me.
A bunch of those mini hot dog weenies first.
Yeah.
So C, grab your girlfriends and go.
No, A.
First one out there.
I think that it's a good idea to grab a group of friends to hit the floor first so that it makes it like, especially if you grab a bunch of girls to go out there, you're going to get a couple guys to go out there. A couple more girls to go out there. A couple more guys.
I also interpreted it as that, but I think they mean leave the party.
Oh, you're right. They do mean that.
I think C means you leave. So we're A people.
Yeah.
What? Who would leave?
Yeah.
What words would you want JB to say to you after his party?
I don't know, man. Like, I haven't thought about it.
A, I want to dance with you all night long.
After the party?
Bieber, it's 4.
B,
night's over,
let
man.
Let us leave.
I'll never forget what you did for me.
Ooh.
Jesus. C, I've never been more surprised.
B and C both are similar, and I, you know, they sound not good.
Yeah.
What did you do for him?
I'll never forget what you did for me.
Right? What? There's something
at a party
gross about that.
It was like
that.
The season one finale of Succession level shit went down at this party.
I feel like Bieber killed someone and you're his alibi.
Or like, I don't know, maybe he was choking on a little hot dog and you gave him the Heimlich and that's cool. He saved his life.
I think that's the best option because you want him to always remember you.
Yeah.
And always owe you something.
Yeah.
What if it's also, I'll never forget what you did to me.
Oh, that's good.
It was did for me, right? Not to me.
Whatever.
Did for me, yeah.
I'll never forget what you did for me.
So we're going for that, B?
Yeah.
I think B. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is final question.
Only 50 more. 50 more. It's Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you going for like a bookstore or...
Bieber's car leaves the station traveling west at 40 miles.
How many questions are left? It was the end of the party at the last question.
Well, for the end of the year dance...
The end of the new party?
Bieber's struggling to learn the stanky leg dance. Do you A, teach him or leave with your girlfriends?
Do you A, teach him how to Dougie?
For the end of the year dance, you suggest A, a disco ball and eye-catching laser lights. B, a video slideshow full of pics from the year. Or C, a red carpet and ice cream sundaes.
Hey.
Trippy lights, 100%. Yeah. It's Bieber we're talking about. We've seen how he ages.
Yeah.
He's into like weird shit. Lasers are the way to go.
Lasers.
Disco balls. They get their money's worth.
They're fun. Yeah.
I'm an ice cream guy though. And the last one had a sundae. Bar was it or just a loose sort of bowl of wet fudge?
It was an ice cream Heath bar ledger.
Because if it's a wet fudge, we want that.
The wetter the fudge, the better the nudge. Give me C ice cream.
C.
Yeah, the rhyme's going to take it.
I don't even know what the fuck is the answer to this. Like now what happens at the end?
Yeah, now, are we going to the party? Was that what it was about?
So this is how the grading
works.
We
are Emma Roberts.
What? We're going back to the last.
You are Gwen Stefani. The answer, so it's mostly A's, mostly B's, or mostly C's. We actually got... equals C's and A's. So ooh, fucking,
they got lazy with the fucking grading too. Mostly
just eyeball it and say, yeah, we're going to the party, I guess.
You make it unforgettable. Turning 18 is important. So you do everything in your power to make it memorable for JB. You're organized and a party planner. So make sure Justin's bash was go big or go home. Photo booths, red carpet, fireworks, the sky's the limit.
That was A and C or A?
That was C.
What was A?
You'd bring the fun.
Wait,
you know how to
wait, get what was the first line of C?
C was you'd make it unforgettable.
And the whole reason we did this quiz was to say what we would throw for Justin.
They both sound good.
Why would Justin invite you to his beating?
Oh,
party?
So no matter what, we're going.
Yeah.
So you know, it's because I'm planning the whole thing
yeah.
without you know, being paid for it.
Exactly.
You know what's crazy? Is that someone went to 4 years of journalism school.
Addison Rae wrote that.
And
actually.
Then Addison just swept right in. Wrote it herself.
But no matter what. You're getting invited, and it's like, you made it fun. You were awesome. So it's like, it was very positive no matter what. I guess that is probably good for children's confidence.
The magazine.
Yeah.
All right.
Keith, you sound upset, but that's great for us.
No, I guess it's good. It's just like...
You should be proud.
No stakes.
Justin was happy that you were there.
I wish if one of them was extremely harsh.
Yeah.
Justin would never have
like, maybe B, maybe
ice
B
cream?
Is like,
what the fuck is your problem?
Count your lucky stars because that's the last party you're going to. He'll never forget what you did for him.
Mostly B's. Have you ever met a hero who really disappointed you?
Ooh. Like a personal hero?
Yeah.
Or a superhero.
Or
like a
firefighter. Or a superhero who didn't save your friend, I guess.
Who's the most famous person you've bumped elbows with?
Yeah, that kind of snubbed you or didn't want a photo that day, that minute. I will say...
I know my answer, but I can't say it.
It's a friend of yours, so I can't say.
It's Jake Hurwitz.
It's Jake Hurwitz.
Jake won't look Jeffrey in the eyes. Yeah, and right. I think it's just like his personal way of talking to people.
But it's
offended.
Insulting to me because Jake is so affable.
This is, the kind of shit Jake hates, and like he keeps talking to me about it.
I'll search for the word.
Yeah,
I'll search for the word in front of him, and then he just like literally won't lock eyes with me.
A friend of mine that wasn't nice to you.
No, I was teeing you up for that joke.
Oh, got it.
It
was a good one. It was worth it, nice. And it's good that we sort of took that second beat to call
Miles
it out as a goof.
Cut the past 5 minutes.
Not gonna cut it out.
All right, shittiness aside, most famous person you've bumped the bows.
Tom
Taylor
Hanks.
Swift.
What?
Matt Taylor. How
Where?
Was that? At a concert.
Was she
was very friendly. Very nice.
Whose concert?
It was like a fundraiser thing with a bunch of people.
You were like super famous and they had you come help fundraise and you get to meet like all these cool people like T-Swift and...
Like, I forget I said anything. I feel like, you haven't blinked in like a minute.
How do I get invited next time? I want to meet them.
I meant John Lovitz. John Lovitz is my answer.
That'd be cool too.
It's really fucking hot in here now. How'd you meet Hanks?
Yeah, Tom Hanks is probably a bigger
guy. That's cool.
He's a friend of a friend.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a big watch guy.
He's a big watch head.
Yeah.
He came to my parents' house with my friends. Yeah.
Tom Hanks went to your parents' house.
Yeah. Did you guys know he was coming or did he just like,
it was for, yeah, it was for like a party.
Like, fuck, I haven't made the bed.
My buddy was the director of the Cleveland Film Commission. So he was the reason why a bunch of Marvel movies shot there. So he was like, hey, can we like do a party at your house and I'll bring Tom? And they were like, yeah.
Famed Marvel actor, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And then it was just like a bunch of people, trying to give money to the film commission.
I cannot imagine my parents' house being the house that Tom Hanks comes to a party at. I'd be like, this is not a good recipe. It's like not a bad house, but it's not like a party house.
No, it's not a Tom Hanks.
It's not. Tom Hanks shouldn't.
Maybe call it
sure.
At best. Maybe, and take a dump in one of their toilets.
I don't
that's
know.
Or Jost.
Jost.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge.
My parents have like cats and dogs. It's gonna be cat and dog hair for sure.
Like Tom Hanks though is such an everyman charm. Like he's comfortable in any person's house.
Yeah,
he'll sit around.
And I mostly agree with that, but based on what you've said so far, like not that house.
Any
like,
house,
really, yeah, but that's Jared's house.
I don't think you.
Where do they live?
How
what
many
city?
Dogs?
They live in Bolingbrook, Illinois. It's a suburb of Chicago.
He's just not gonna be there. Like I don't see a world where Tom spends an hour in fucking. fucking, where was it?
Your hands Bowling are getting Brook. Straight and erect, which Bowling is when you start Brook. To get angry.
Yeah, pointy.
I just can't see a world. Maybe Chicago.
Yeah, it is but Chicago. How long
are you like Barbie now?
I'm losing my joints.
Ken! And we went to a big Hollywood party once.
Did we?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one by the beach.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's right.
I've had gripes Orlando like this before. Bloom. I can't ever get invited to Hollywood parties.
No one invites us to the hobby parties.
Well, you've had Grimes before.
I've met Grimes? What are you talking about?
You've had gripes and you've had Grimes.
I wish I met Grimes. That'd be kind of cool.
Be fine.
I kind of really want to, but
it would be the perfect Grime.
Grimes. Grimes.
Come on.
Grimes. Is she not here?
Grimes.
Grimes.
Let's get a photo real quick before you leave.
Real quick, Grimes. She's off camera.
Just a quick
call me.
She heads out. Hey, Grimes, go. Let me get take a photo before you leave.
I will text you later. All right. Thanks, Grimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Wow.
My friend was at a party with Olivia Rodrigo the other day.
Oh, fuck. Interesting.
Fuck.
She's not old enough to be at party.
That's what everybody said. No, but somebody said, why was your friend at a party with an 18-year-old? And I was like, no, the 18-year-old shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. It was a party at my parents' house for Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Rodrigo it was a fundraiser crashes. For Tom Hanks.
Kind of, it was he needs some money.
A collective consolation for prize Hanks? For Chet.
Just an update for people checking in. Olivia Rodrigo is still not following me.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Both Ned and Eugene, but not Keith or Zach.
What kind of party was it that they were at? Damn.
I wasn't there. I don't know.
I don't know. I was on my bucket list was to get invited to a party in the Hollywood Hills. Mm-hmm. It happened that week.
I guess you could die now.
I guess I could die happy.
I've been to a single party that would be like a Hollywood party, but it was really just because a couple famous people there, and one of the people was Michael B. Jordan.
Whoa.
And
wow.
That was cool.
That's a good
cool.
famous person.
He lives with his parents.
Really?
Is that a diss, sir?
Trying to knock him down a peg so I'm closer to B.
Yeah.
But you also live with your parents, so like it knocks you down a peg too.
All right, very good.
He's also very similar to Michael B. Jordan.
Level, that's what I'm saying.
Jeffrey B. James right,
living
over
with
here.
Your parents raises your opportunity to meet Tom Hanks.
Yeah, 100%.
Right, Hanks like, only goes to parental
only
parties.
Only goes to parent houses in Ohio.
Yeah.
Dang.
You got some Michael B. energy.
Wow.
That's gonna be my new Hinge bio. Like this is unbelievable. Sorry, Raya.
I have big Michael B energy.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Yeah.
Michael B?
Michael B.
My roommate has a funny joke that it's Michael Basketball Jordan.
Actually, that's my joke now. That's really funny. Thank you.
Holy shit.
Thank
it
you.
Is like that's
like, you know the B stands for basketball.
You didn't even laugh. You guys all just said, whoa.
That was so funny.
My jeans are fixed.
Wow.
No way.
Olivia Rodrigo followed Zach.
Wow.
Everything is good now.
What are you doing with your finger, Miles?
I was giving you the wrap up discreetly.
Oh.
You got to throw it in the right.
Well, we'll keep talking on Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/tryguys.
Okay.
Join the community.
Did you upload the video of your ass to your Patreon?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Butthole cut.
The ass tier.
No, I don't think we did, right?
Just like cats.
No. No. Oh, yeah. See the
instead of the Snyder cut?
It's not like an OnlyFans situation. Well,
that's good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why not?
OnlyFans, why not?
Yeah. Do you not care about scaling your business?
You know what? You're making me think seriously about my own butthole. Yeah. So maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
How about this?
Maybe.
Forget Try Guy. Here's Brown Eye. And it's you sort of goatseeing for a $69 per month tier.
That's
we'll incentivize
good.
It
pretty
in various tier. Other ways.
Pretty high tier.
Yeah.
The music of Gautier.
So what are some of the various other ways?
Like you can almost like, you know how in some countries you're not supposed to put the toilet paper in the toilet
because
it. You know, it clogs.
I can't flush.
You can send a little bit of the TP with a little bit of the duty to whoever signs up for this. Honestly, it's not all your fans. There's too many.
Yeah.
But if you, because then you limit it almost like an NFT.
Yeah,
like
you can't sell bodily fluids or send it through the mail. It's actually against U.S. law. It's a felony.
What if it's poo-poo, though?
Yeah.
That's a paste.
That's a felony.
Wait, that's
a
not paste? True. I've sent my poop in the mail before. Mm-hmm. You're lying.
You're under arrest. Yeah, well,
if you send it to a lab.
I sent it to a laboratory.
Check probably an exception. They probably have a license for poop.
This is a real thing I had
Grimes.
To...
Grimes. Grimes, get in here.
Grimes has got a photo.
She has a bucket of her own shit.
That's actually the origin of Grimes.
Okay, nail that. I'll mail you my poop.
Well, maybe you're thinking about mailing your bodily fluids in the mail and you need some advice. Well, lucky for you, because we've got a person who gives great advice and he does this regular segment. And I don't know if you've listened to our podcast before, but if you haven't, buckle up. Because this next segment is called Advice That Will Go For Miles with Miles Bonsignore.
Michael Basketball.
Advice That Will Go For Miles.
so lo-fi.
Yeah, so your headphones, you're getting the wrong version.
Oh, yeah. To me, it sounds like concert footage shot on a camcorder.
Yeah.
For me, it sounds like highly produced.
Can't even hear you.
Panic at the Disco.
I think there's magnets in the studio that are making it worse. Yeah.
Why are there magnets?
I can't hear any of you.
Yeah. What the fuck's up, Miles Nation?
If you're trolling us Nation. In the comments, stop watching. God.
What the fuck is up, Miles Nation? How's everybody feeling tonight?
Okay.
I chimed in.
Have you ever wanted to drive so fast you get a tiny little boner?
That sounds like a Jeffrey James tweet. Yeah.
You mean a half chub, or you mean that you're...
I mean it's little.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry to hear that, I guess.
Brand new tiny boner.
Have Rock you ever hard. Wanted your car...
That's it?
That's it?
Yeah.
You're a bad valet.
Coldness is linked to sexual health.
Coldness?
So?
Okay.
And your car's a sauna. If you let it be.
Sorry, are we recording right now or is he having some sort of aneurysm?
This is what he does.
Got it. At the end of the show or like during the show?
At the end of the show. He so it shows over. And something happens.
Roll your windows down and drive like the night to cool your...
Jeff loves every minute. Loves yeah.
To cool your car down real cool.
Yeah.
So the advice is to drive with your windows down?
My advice is if you've got a toasty little Fiat that you're going to want to get in the thing, and if instead of turning on the air conditioning thinking, this is going to take a couple minutes to cool down.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a while. I'm sweating. My work drive's only 5 minutes. I'm here. You're going to want to get in the car, roll all the windows down, and drive really quickly to gust the shit.
What if it's hot outside?
Well, hot air doesn't move as fast.
Did you know that apparently, if it's 97 degrees or above, if you have a fan on, mm-hmm. it's worse for you because it's just blowing more of the hot air directly onto you and is actually not a good idea. So if you're outside and have a fan and it's yeah. a certain temperature, it doesn't work. It makes you sicker. Don't do it.
97?
Yeah. Sicker.
Well, as you get hotter, you get sick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your body gets too hot, you get sick.
I've read that. I've actually read that.
Wanted your car? So the worst question I've
why
ever
is it
heard.
About sex, though.
Yeah, why you get a boner?
You're feeling relaxed.
You get hard anytime you're relaxed.
Wait, you're yeah. flying. Yeah. You're driving faster than you normally are. Yeah. You're relaxed.
Breaking a lot. Pretty sexy.
Is that relaxing?
Well,
anxiety inducing for me.
Criminals are good at.
Yep. That's true.
My senior yearbook quote. I had a very chill school. Yeah, we could just sort cool. of put whatever we wanted.
I think white collar criminals are not good at fucking.
Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, no way he was good at sex.
I, on a hot day, yeah. will just let my...
Yeah, Jeff, are you okay? You've been moving your mic around. I can hear it.
The heat's starting to get to me, I think.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. I'm sweating profusely.
Where do you sweat first?
Pitties.
Armpits first?
Pitties, yeah.
Straight taint.
Taint?
Yeah.
Straight taint.
Where do you sweat first? Don't sweat?
Grundle.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm an ass sweat first guy.
No, that's the last place I sweat.
It's just, it goes out of my ass. Pits are bone dry right now.
You said no, that's the last place I sweat.
No, that's the last place I sweat.
Yeah, I'm talking about me first.
Yeah.
No, mine was no with a K. Like, I want you to know
that.
No, that's the last place I sweat.
Wow. You're giving us a direct order.
Yes.
Know that.
Know this.
Know it.
I'll never forget what you did
it
for me.
It was no colon. That's the last place I sweat.
Yeah.
What you should know is.
That's the last place I sweat. Got it. Yeah. Sorry I asked.
Yeah.
You're good in here.
You're forgiven. Yeah.
Feel good?
Sauna podcast.
It's really hot.
But I had a lot of fun. Maybe it was the heat.
Maybe it was the humidity.
Maybe it was the great, cool guests.
Ooh. Thank you.
Nice.
I didn't want that.
Either way, what a podcast it was.
Yeah.
A
lot of fun.
Where could our listeners, if they want to listen to more
like
of this
we're
cacophony,
apart,
yeah. find you?
I think we just hit 98 degrees.
Yeah. 97.
We're getting sick.
We are now officially all sick with each other.
Ned's taint is sweating. Your ass is seeping. Yours is fine.
My pits are
but your
crying.
Pits are
crying. Yeah. Grundle's drenched.
Oh, It is a absolute.
And I chimed river. In with, haven't you people ever heard,
heard of?
Yeah.
Where could our listeners listen to more of your nonsense if they get sick of ours?
Yeah, if you like this show, our show is very similar to it, honestly. A good starting point is we had Zach on. Keith made a brief appearance to confirm.
I was very confused.
Yeah, listen to the episode and it won't clear
it
up.
I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah.
But yeah, it's called the HeadGum Podcast. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. We've had guests like Lauren Lapkus, Zach, Finn Wolfhard. Amir's on it almost every week. If he's not on it, Jake Hurwitz is on it. So if you like Jake and Amir,
but he does not look you in the eyes.
He doesn't look me in the eyes over Zoom or in person. He's in town today. He lands tonight, right?
Yeah, Jake's getting in town today. Unless his, I don't even want to say it, but unless his,
plane,
we
crashes.
Say plane crashes.
Yeah. Oh my god! Oh my god! Holy shit!
That, yeah, now I don't even want to put it in the ether.
You
but
already
it's
did.
Plane crashes.
You also clearly wanted to because you shoehorned it in. We weren't even talking about.
No, I mean that'd be a horrible thing, but it yes. would make him the majority shareholder.
It would be this weird, fucking, bizarre feeling I'd have of like being sad that one of my great friends is no longer here, but I have more cash to show for it. I don't know. I feel so conflicted even talking about it.
Yeah.
But it's kind
you're
of exciting
smiling.
To think
yeah.
of.
You're
I
like,
mean,
you're
what
it's one emotion, man. It's utter joy. His pants are getting tight.
The rip podcast. Is enlarging.
The HeadGum Podcast. Yeah. So yeah, start with Zach's episode. And if you like what you hear, we release it every Friday. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of utter chaos. I'm basically the Miles of that, I guess.
And if you don't like me, they have episodes without me.
If everybody listening to this show doesn't listen to the HeadGum Podcast, you're fired, basically.
No, because now everyone's going to not listen on
Jeff
purpose.
Jeff didn't close. Like, we basically gave him this really golden lead, which is like appearing on this awesome show with the intent don't give me that face, with the intent to siphon audience members and grow the brand, as it were. The
you guys are fighting.
He's hitting me. Add really loud punch sound effects to those.
The point of you being here is to take our audience and never return them.
Yeah, poach in a way.
And the reason that I came on the podcast was so no one would ever want to listen to ours.
Bingo. Our goal is to leave with Zach, leaving you two, and no offense, Miles, to sort of run the ship or write it, as it were.
Wait, why is Miles taking offense?
Yeah, why would I take offense to that?
Because like you're kind of replacing Zach, and like it's kind of like a dick move.
Yeah, it's better. It would be make me sort of foul.
A sour man.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Sour patch man.
Yes. So anyway, so what I'm trying to say is listen to the HeadGum Podcast if you want Jeff to continue to have to be gainfully employed at HeadGum.
Yeah.
Or buy one of his watches. That'll give him a couple
months. Yeah, just buy the $12,000 one. Actually, you know what? It's $13,000 now.
What? Why?
Because we talked about it. It's famous.
Yeah.
The famous watch.
That's inherent value now.
Yeah. And then
that's the watch from the episode
from the tripod
with the Tom Hanks episode
the 1967
Grimes was like there, I guess. I think Grimes even touched
Graham.
The watch. Grimes
was here.
Grimes was present when this watch was discussed. Miles cut that out. We found out at the so is this a tripod pun? We didn't really clear that up at the end of HeadGum Podcast.
No, it's not a pun.
Tripod.
I mean, I guess it's a pun in that it's a word.
It is if you want it to
We're
be.
Trying to do a podcast. Perhaps that's a pun.
That's good.
Okay.
It's a very trying podcast to listen to.
Normally there's four hosts.
And Miles.
But there's
and
only
me.
Five chairs.
So there's so five.
Right, tripods have three.
Yeah.
And there's six seats in the room.
Let's not leave for another week and a half. We all die for the water bottles. Like
sort of like
balls.
Comfortably too warm now.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
we're all getting sleepy.
Yeah.
Now outside where it's like 82 will feel like a breezy.
It'll feel
day.
Nice. Yeah. You open that door and you're like, whoa. It's sick in there.
Somebody leave the refrigerator open.
Keith Pitts with the official tripod theme song.
$12,000 is not too much. No, it's not too much for a nice, nice watch. So head on over and buy his watch. So he knows his watch is worth $12,000 as a tripod.
Till next time, stay beautiful.
That was incredible.
That's our official theme song.